So what about the second paper, pretty controversial paper in the journal National Cancer Institute about CYP-T?
So this is a critique, I guess is the best way of putting this, of the trial designs and some of the observations that were made on the CYP-T study. And there are basically three points that are made in this paper. One was that there was a great discrepancy in the placebo arm of patients who were less than 65 years of age or greater than 65 years of age. It's about an 11-month difference overall. And the effect of CYP-T was only seen in those patients who were greater than 65. There did not seem to be a difference in survival in those patients who were younger than 65 years of age. So this is a subgroup analysis of patients from the trial. The numbers are small, although they say the effect seen here is greater than the treatment effect overall. But, you know, retrospective analyses are hypothesis generating, and this was not a primary design of the study. So I think something like this needs to be interpreted greatly with caution. There are a lot of other reasons why you could see an 11-month difference in the placebo arm. It could be subsequent treatment. It could be other patient characteristics that may come into play, especially when you start looking to subgroup analyses. The likelihood is 1 in 20 that you're going to see a positive analysis. So they're arguing that really the difference here is the control arm rather than an actual treatment effect. And when you look at the control arm, they do an analysis based upon the Halabi nomogram. So the Halabi nomogram is a way of predicting survival based upon various clinical parameters. This was a nomogram that was derived from CALGB trials that were performed in the 1990s before the development of any agent that showed improvement in survival of castrate-resistant disease. These were primarily symptomatic patients who went on trial. This is in the CYP-T group. These are patients who are asymptomatic. So I really question whether the fact that they're saying that the calculated control arm should be about 5 months longer in survival than what we actually observed. You know, again, you're looking at different eras, different clinical trials, and they look at a variety of different clinical trials in terms of control arms. And yes, it is across the board very, very different. We see a heterogeneity, but again, remember, the TAX-327 studies, my SWOG study, these were both symptomatic, asymptomatic patients. These are patients who had visceral disease. So my feeling is this is really a specious argument. You really cannot compare these control arms because these are very, very different trials with very different entry criteria. And then the third argument they make is that you may actually be doing harm by the leukapheresis. And they say that you're losing about 90% of your mononuclear cells by doing a leukapheresis. Well, the predominance of mononuclear cells are not peripheral, they're central. And they don't really look at the issue about mononucleocyte recovery. And there's been really no correlation of this particular effect with overall survival in cancer patients. So, you know, I think that these arguments are not really supported by any real prospective trial. They're all retrospective, and they must be viewed very, very cautiously. And I'm very concerned about a publication like this because there have been a number of physicians come up to me and say, look, I don't want to use CYP-T anymore because of this particular paper. And I think that these arguments are really difficult to prove. If you want to prove it, you need to do a study prospectively to do so. And you've got three randomized trials showing a survival benefit, and I don't think that these are valid arguments. And then another thing they do in this particular study is they look at a variety of different concerns with CYP-T, and the fact is that there's no proliferative T-cell response to the antigen, and we've shown that by the previous paper. We're seeing these activated T-cells, and we're seeing that that correlates with survival. So it's unfortunate that this paper was accepted in 2011, and these studies were available in abstract form. They could have been included, and they were not.